This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
If there's something I need, I don't already have. I know I'll get it from a good friend. If there's something I need, I don't already have. I know I'll get it from a good friend.
Hi, everybody. It's Jamie Lee Curtis, and you're listening to the Good Friend Podcast, presented to you by iHeartRadio. It's a podcast about friendship. We talk about everything. We cry, we laugh. We think about what it really means to be a good friend. And I have conversations with some of my best friends, some people I've never met, and sort of everything in between. So I hope by the end of it that you have a really good sense of what friendship means to me and the people that I consider friends. And I hope you can take those same ideas into your own friendship groups. And I hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the Good Friend Podcast, my good, with a capital G, two big O's, and a capital D for Diana, my good friend, Diana Walker, who has graciously agreed to let me taunt her on national podcast.
It's hard having such a young friend.
Hello, Diana. Welcome to our conversation.
Oh, thank you, Jamie. I'm very happy to be here.
Yes. For the uninitiated listener, I am going to just set the stage a tiny bit. My guest, Diana Walker, is a world famous, many award-winning photojournalist who has run backwards with long lenses while presidents jog for over 30 years covering the White House for Time magazine. She has many Time covers to her credit. She is particularly well-known for her behind-the-scenes work very quietly with her Leica M6 camera, and has earned not only the respect of her colleagues and her subjects, but has proven such trustworthiness that so many request her to be the photographer to get the behind the scenes, which is, I think, tells you everything about my guest. She is that person. And here's how we met, which is so wonderful. we both happen to love nature, and we both happen to have the privilege of having homes outside of our main homes in the mountains. And we, my husband and I, went to a nature conservancy or a wild, what was it, nature conservancy, Diana?
Wilderness Society.
The Wilderness, okay, see? The Wilderness Society fundraiser, which Diana and her husband, Mallory, had been kind enough to offer their home to host it. And Christopher and I arrived. We didn't know the walkers. We arrived, you know, it was outside party. But I found myself immediately staring at the photography inside of their home. And there were particular pictures above the fireplace by a nature photographer who shot pictures of animals at night. And I stood there looking at them. And this woman walked up and said, "Oh, do you like those?" And I was like, "Yeah. How when were those done? Do you remember what year or approximately what year those photographs were taken?"
1894.
Yes, 1894. They were very old and they're spectacular. And you know, we talked about them, and then, you know, there was the fundraiser part, and then we left, and I ended up going that next day to a slideshow that she was doing about her work as a photojournalist. And I sat in the front row, and I believe I asked many, many questions. I'm curious about lenses and all sorts of technical things. I am a photographer, or like to pretend to be one. Then, you know, left, thanked her again for that. And when I was making True Lies, and I was in Washington, D.C., and my daughter and her nanny, Laurel, came to visit. It was Laurel's 30th birthday, and we arranged a White House tour. And so Annie, Laurel, and I went. President Clinton was in the White House. We got to visit with him, which was very sweet. And as we were being escorted out on a little bit of a tour, we passed the press room. And as we passed it, I got about 15 feet past it. And all of a sudden, I heard in the background, "Hey, you!" And I turned around, and it was Diana Walker. And in that moment, she literally took me under her wing and not only took my daughter and I out that weekend, but then had me over as a social friend and introduced me to her friends. And it began a lifelong friendship that we have been best friends since.
You know, I don't like to interrupt you, but you are leaving out a very important part of our meeting, because one would wonder why I wanted to continue knowing you. You were standing in front of all of those pictures taken in 1894, and you turned to me and you said, "Did you take them?" So it is a surprise that I yelled at her from the press room, but she did look familiar, and I thought we might have known each other sometime in the mountains.
So there we met. We met in Washington, D.C. We met at the White House, and, you know, I was there by myself without my family, very separated. I had left my daughter at home. She was in school. I felt very conflicted. I was lonely. I didn't really have any friends on the movie. And this woman showed up in my life. And what then happened, as happens in friendships, is that you start to peel the onion of what it looks like. And then you just find more and more depth and strength of flavor and vision. And Diana is raised on the East Coast. And I like to refer to her as being somebody who was raised well. Raised well, had exposure to a cultural life, an intellectual life. And I felt very interested in her life. And so I want to start, Diana, by asking you about your early friendships. You went to a girls' school, correct?
Yes. I did.
Called?
The Potomac School in Washington, D.C. for grades 1 through 9, and the Foxcroft School, a boarding school in the hills of Virginia.
And at that, my experience with you, or certainly knowing you, you made good friends there.
Yeah, I certainly did.
What was the draw? What were the friends? What was the connective tissue besides just being, you know, a bunch of girls living together in this school?
I think the connective tissue was, in those days, we were at a boarding school where you weren't let out very often. And we felt we were suffering together, that we had to stay on campus all weekend and that kind of thing. And so we were all miserable together. I think that was the connective tissue. But I have found through my adult life that every time I have had the opportunity to be with one of the people I knew, I have enjoyed them enormously. And part of that, I think, is sharing the experience that we both had at this, what in my view now is a wonderful boarding school in the hills of Virginia, but what back then it was a long way from New York City or Los Angeles or wherever the students came from, and we had to stay on campus all the time, and it was pretty strict.
And you started to take pictures there?
I actually started at the Potomac School when I was much younger, and I took such awful pictures that I look at the yearbook pictures now and I think, oh, how did they let me do that? They're just terrible. And I started there. And one of the reasons I chose Foxcroft to go to was they had a great dark room. And when I toured the school among other boarding schools in New England, I was sold right away. There was this beautiful dark room with not being used very much. And I thought, this is great. And it was. And I took lots and lots of pictures. I got better at taking pictures, thank God. But yes, that's where I really started to take pictures.
If there's something I need, I don't already have.
We'll be right back with more Good Friend after this quick break, so stick around.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Obviously, I know a lot about your life. You know a lot about my life. And, you know, as friends, we have shared a lot of our histories. And, you know, the thing that has always been interesting to me is you as a young mother and wife in Washington, D.C., your mother owned a dress shop. You had one particular girlfriend, the woman I'd like you to talk about, who you both had kids at the same time. And it has always been such an example to me. You, by the way, are an example of a good friend. Diana Walker is a great friend. Diana Walker loves her friends and has them all over the world. And it's just a testament to the type of person you are and the respect that you give your friends. But I also am interested in, like, where did that sort of come from? So the particularly that early part of your life, can you talk a little bit about that?
You know, I'm not sure where it came from. My father had very few, but very strong friends. He was a doctor and was kind of busy all the time, but he had one particular friend whom he spoke to every day. And it was a wonderful, humorous, warm, fabulous friendship. And maybe I learned a little bit about it from him because that man had some terrifically difficult things happen to him in his life. And my father never left his side. He always said, he is my friend and I will help him through this terrible time. You know, I was, obviously I knew you were going to call and talk about friendship. And I thought to myself, how do I really feel about my friends? You're very generous to say I have lots of them. I wouldn't say that, but the friends I have, I care very, very much about. And I wrote down something that I've always remembered that was written by E.M. Forster. Mm. And I don't know if I wrote it down. No, I don't think I did. But I'm going to paraphrase it for you. And it is, if I had to choose between betraying my country and betraying my friend, I hope I should have the guts to betray my country. And I believe that very strongly. And I'll go wherever I have to go with my friends because they mean a great deal to me. And I will protect them. I will be loyal to them. And I'll always be there, you know, behind the camera somewhere, hiding in the pool of paparazzi when Jamie Lee Curtis goes by.
Yeah, that made me very teary. You know, it's you and I have talked a lot about the imprint of our parents and the imprint of parents on children per se. And how do you individuate? How do you become your own person, have your own mind, your own ideas, not just becoming a sort of cookie cutter of your family, and yet at the same time really respect the great aspects of them that you take in and metabolize into your own being? And that's a great example. Just a beautiful example to say, this is what my father did. And I know I saw that and recognized that as a part of human connection that is something I want to carry forward.
Yes, you and I spoke about the book I had just finished reading the other day, which was another English novel called Howard's End.
Mm-hmm.
And in it, there towards the end of the book, you quoted and wrote to me what it was about the book that you remember.
Yes.
And which was stunning to me, that you could just pick it up out of your head back there somewhere, all about connection.
It says, and I quote, only connect the prose and the passion, and both will be exalted, and human love will be seen at its height. Live in fragments no longer, only connect, and the beast and the monk, robbed of the isolation that is life to either, will die. Only connect. It is the purpose of our lives.
Well, it's very exciting when you connect. You know, it happens at different times in different places. I remember when I was in boarding school, I was riding a horse around the inside of a riding rink, because Foxcroft was known for its riding teaching. And it didn't interest me at all. The dark room interested me, but I still had to take one semester of riding horseback, if you can imagine. And I was going around following the leader, bored absolutely out of my mind, when all of a sudden this classmate of mine I had hardly known, because we were both new girls that year and we just really didn't know each other. And all of a sudden Brooke said, "God damn it, I hate to ride." And I said, "Holy moly, so do I." And the two of us, that was the beginning of a wonderful friendship. Went on for years.
You know, it sometimes takes something you hate.
Yes.
It's a mutual love of something. And you're the only other person who loves it. I so many friends. My husband was on this very podcast, and David Nickturn, his best friend from childhood. And what they talked about was the connection through music, that they both loved bluegrass music.
Yeah.
And at the time, it was a sort of arcane form of music that was not part of the folk scene. It was not rock and roll. It was bluegrass. And that was their connect the dot. It brought them very close. And then through the activity of playing the music together, that cemented that beginning relationship for them that has carried on, obviously, many, many, many years. You and I have that same thing with photography.
With cameras.
Diana, as I said, is a professional photographer. Let me just say the word professional. I am an amateur photographer. I take a good picture. I'm not going to say I'm a, you know, shite photographer. I can compose a beautiful image and expose it correctly and all the rest of it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you're not kidding. It's true.
Yeah, I know. But at the same time, I am not a professional photographer, and you are. But Diana, as I mentioned, uses an older, or not obviously exclusively, but primarily used a Leica M6, which is a beautiful camera, film camera, and it requires all manual settings.
Mm-hmm.
You're setting everything. There's nothing automatic about it at all. And I got a Leica because I watched, as our friendship grew, I watched her use it. And she would, one of the great things of having a photojournalist as a best friend is whenever they show up as Diana said, she hid behind her camera. And I'm going to explore that with you in a minute. So don't think I'm letting you off the hook with that one, lady. But there is a great ease, because if you have a best friend who's a photojournalist, that camera is a part of them. That camera is never not around her neck. And therefore, if she comes over and the kids are playing in the backyard, Diana, by nature, as a photojournalist, is going to pull that camera up and start taking pictures. And then lo and behold, you know, a week later, an envelope shows up and you're like, oh my goodness, because these amazing images show up. And so, yes, I had the experience of witnessing you with your Leica, and then I got a Leica, and then it became a Leica conversation between the two of us, and that has remained solid for all these years that we've known each other now.
Yes, it did become solid. But of course, sometimes I didn't like it. When we both were standing there in an alley taking pictures, and yours turned out much better than mine, we had an incident outside Buckingham Palace in the 90s sometime, when Jamie was with her family outside Buckingham Palace and I was with her, and along came a wheelchair with this absolutely lovely elderly lady.
And I'm going to stop you. I'm going to stop you 1 second. I'm just going to set the stage. Sorry to interrupt. Uh-huh. I was raised better than to just sort of jump in, but I'm going to stop you for 10 seconds. It was VE Day in London. We were making the sequel to A Fish Called Wanda. It was VE Day, and we went with my neighbors, the Morrises, and Diana was visiting, and we all went to Buckingham Palace along with 5 million other people. So it wasn't just, you know, a stroll. We were in a mob of people on VE Day, going to Buckingham Palace, and it was a big VE Day. Was it the 40th?
The anniversary.
It was the 50th anniversary of VE Day. And it was packed. And Diana and I both had our Leica M6s. And then this woman was wheeled forward, holding a flag, I believe.
Yeah.
Now Diana can continue her story.
And I don't know what had happened to Jamie's camera. I think maybe it had no more film in it or something. And I was taking pictures of this wonderful lady. She really encapsulated the whole wonderful celebration, mostly because we knew she'd been there. And she was absolutely lovely. And all of a sudden, Jamie came and said, give me a camera.
Bossy, aren't I?
Oh, my gosh. So I gave you the camera and you stood there and you shot 3 or 4 pictures, gave me my camera back. So then I continued taking pictures. Okay. Weeks later, I processed the contacts and there are these pictures of this lady. And I thought the beginning pictures were pretty good. Then I thought the next kind of pictures along the line were really good. And then I thought, well, they're not so good here at the end. And so I thought, well, Jamie began, I'm in the middle, and she's at the end. Well, of course, when she saw the contacts, she said, Diana, you were at the start, I was in the middle, and you were at the end. And she has claimed that over the years, that she took the best pictures on that roll.
And now here we are on national podcast. We have a listener. We are friendly with that listener. So there is at least one person. So here we are. Who took the picture, Diana?
I did. And I've left it in my will. And I've written all over it saying, do not let her claim this picture. I took it.
Okay. Right? Well, there you go. That's called a good friend.
That's what good friends are all about.
Yeah.
Right. Good friends have harmony, rapport, empathy, kindness,
generosity.
Generosity, tolerance. Hear that word. Good friends are tolerant of one another. Unselfishness, affinity, comradeship. And even the word philanthropy comes into the dictionary's, what do you call it?
Yes, a description of good friendship.
A description of friendship.
If there's something I need, I don't already have, I know I'll get it from a good friend.
We'll be right back with more Good Friend after this quick break.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
So I want to go back for a moment because we're going to discuss philanthropy in a minute. I do want to go back to where I was earlier, which is you're a young married woman. You have one young child, another on the way. Your mother owns this dress shop. You worked with your mother. And you made this friend with this woman. Can you talk about that early? Because since I've known you, you have mentioned that as being such a significant friend. And I think my listener, even though we don't know who they are because iHeart won't tell me, I believe they are a woman with children. I believe somebody is listening to this as they're ironing in their house, honestly. And I really have always felt very taken by that early part of your life.
Well, I will abbreviate it just because you didn't ask me to be on for an hour. But
yes, I did.
I met this this wonderful woman early in my marriage. And the coincidence when we met, we couldn't quite get over. First of all, she, when I worked in New York for Vogue magazine before I got married, I used to have to take some time on what we call the model desk. And it was a direct line to Irving Penn and to Bert Stern and to Horst, three marvelous major fashion photographers of the 20th century. And we had a direct line to their offices to book models and book them for a shoot of new fashions for the next issue. And I used to call Bert Stern's studio, and I had a particularly fun time talking to this woman on the end of the phone called Gail. And she was very funny about Bert and the models and the whole thing. And we used to get a great kick out of it, talking to each other. Okay, fast forward a couple of years. I've been married a year, and I meet Gail in Washington, who has, it was 2 years later, we both have little babies. She has a girl and I have a boy, and they're tiny. And I said to Gail, how long have you lived in Washington? And she said, oh, only since I was married. And I said, when was that? And she said, September 8th, 2 years ago. And I said, oh, that's funny. That's the same day we got married. And you had a baby 2.5 years later. And I had a baby 2.5 years later. I mean, this is weird. And it was weird. And so fast forward to a budding, wonderful friendship with Gail and her husband and their two children, just as we had two children. And Gail said to me one day, you love taking pictures, don't you? And I said, yes, I really do. I really love it. And she said, why are you working in your mother's dress shop and not taking pictures? And I said, well, the shop's there. It's fun. She said, Diana, your mother is really good at it. She doesn't need you. And you don't need the shop. And she said, go take pictures. That should be your life's work. That's what you should do. And I said, oh, Gail, it's a wonderful idea, but how in the world would I start? I don't have the imagination. I don't have, I've never taken a course in photography. I've never worked on a small newspaper. I mean, I don't know where to go and where to start when I've got a lovely husband and a very nice home and two children. And she said, I'll go into business with you. And I said, you're what? And she said, yes, because at Bert Stern, I had to help Bert. And I was what they call in a studio, a stylist. I was the person who got the model dressed and got the right shoes on her and the right jewelry, made sure her hair was combed and put her out in front of Bert in the studio. I'll do that for you. So if we go on a shoot to take pictures of someone who needs a book jacket taken, I'll make sure that his jacket is buttoned properly and his tie is straight. And I'll do the books. I'll send the bills out. And I said, you are telling me that you are going to do this for me so I can start taking pictures? And she said, yes. That's what you call friendship, I
think. That's what you call a good friend. And what I'm going to do without betraying anything, because of course I am a very close friend of yours and I know a lot, is that it was not an easy time for you. That you were having a hard time, and you, in your very sweet way of wanting to focus it on her, didn't mention that. And it's important, I think, for my listener, because that was a lifeline for you. She was saying, I'm here. I love you. I see you. I want to help you. I am your friend. So let's get you taking pictures and I'll take care of all the details. And it began, it got you out of a hard time. And it gave you now a real purpose as a professional photographer that now, of course, all these years later, we all want to thank her. But the reason I brought up that story or wanting you to touch on that story is that is friendship. You don't get that often from your family. You don't get it from your mother and father. They have their plans for you. They have their needs of you. You very rarely get it from your spouse because they're also wanting you to be doing the things that help do the things that keep them doing what they do. You can't get it from your children because they want you. You know, because you're their mama. And of course, that's their job. But you see, it came from a friend. And this is a show called Good Friend. Yeah. It is a show about what does that mean? How is that articulated and metabolized into us? And that is the best example of a good friend, Diana Walker, that I know of. Now, we all have friends who suit up and show up for us through hard times. All of it, you know, my friend Debbie Oppenheimer was on this show, you know, Sweet Deb, and she told the story of the day Janet died, that she happened to call the house and Chris had told her, and that she drove over to Janet's house because she knew where it was and just, you know, basically walked in and I was up in the room with Mom. Mm. And I remember that Debbie just walked in and stood there and held my hand. And I remember looking over, and there she was. We didn't say anything. We just stood there in the moment. And you are that friend to me over and over and over and over again. And I believe I am that friend to you over and over again.
Most certainly are.
But that's friendship. That's what it means. That's all of the words you used that you, of course, being well-raised and well-prepared, had a list of them that you had printed, which I do love you for because you're that person. But, you know, those are the words of friendship. Those are the words of this show. This show doesn't exist without the story of that experience in your life with Gail, and other people have different stories. But that has always struck me in all the years I've known you because she saw something and knew something about you that you couldn't see. And if that isn't the best description of what a friend does for you, then I'm not sure what is. And so I appreciate you telling that story. I know you probably were like, why is she wanting me to tell this story? Now, the other thing that's lovely in a friendship is when your family all becomes friends.
I know a friend whose family has become great friends with my friend. And it's been wonderful, really, because I watched this friend of mine and I've watched her get to know my two families, my two sons' families, and I've watched her gain their trust and their love. And I remember the first day when I saw one of my sons sending me emails, sending me an email, a copy to my husband, a copy to his wife, and a copy to my friend who had become his friend. Mm-hmm. And I bet you can guess who that is or was, you listeners out there. It was Jamie. And Jamie became that kind of a friend, somebody who, you know, I look at these things I wrote down and I look at the words and I realize that she is the friend who creates enduring affection. They have for her enduring esteem. And they all have a certain collegial intimacy, and they all have trust. And those things, I know that when I leave the planet, that my friend I'm sitting here talking about friendship with, I know that my friend is going to be that kind of a friend to my two sons, their children. And on it will go, really.
And my friend Diana was at my daughter's wedding. And not many people that were close to me were at my daughter's wedding. Because it was her wedding, not mine. By the way, I had a wedding. And because you are that important in our life, in our family, I appreciate what you wrote. By the way, well prepared lady. And what's important about it is that there's all of the words that you wrote that describe friendship could be said and are said about all of those people in all of those relationships. The beauty of a friendship is that it isn't isolated, that it is expansive and reaches all sorts of people. And I have relationships with all of your family, all of them, because they are an extension of you. And that's why I feel that way and that I want to know them and I want them to know me, even the youngest, even the ones that I'm going to, now that I'm older and I'm not seeing them as often, I am the godmother of one of your grandchildren. I relish those relationships. And again, you and your husband are a great example of that leadership in a family, which allows a lot of friends and a lot of expansion. And I'm grateful to you. I learned it from you. Philanthropy. Because you and your husband also are great friends to institutions, to art, to, as an example to others, that it's bigger than you and your family and your human connections. It's about the expansion of the arts. And if that isn't being a good friend, I mean, what do you call people? We would say the friends of the library, the friends of the museum. Well, you are good friends for the Phillips Collection. You are good friends in the National Gallery. You are good friends to the environment. You are stewards of the environment. That doesn't happen without that friendship center that is in both you and your husband. I mean, he's not here to defend himself, but you. But I also wouldn't exclude him in that conversation because you are married, and you do that as a marital group. You are a married couple, and you together are philanthropic. So I'm not going to exclude him. But all of that, Diana, comes from those deep, important, respectful things. It makes me cry. It's the quote of your dad, that's who you guys are. You will support your friends above anything else. And I know you support your country, and I know you both are politically minded and generous and all the rest of it. But it's your friendships and the way you are friends is an extraordinary gift to the universe. And I am one of the privileged people who have been in your sight, in your sight of your eye and your heart and your mind and your camera. That camera better be buried with you. that M6 better, be hung around your neck, lady, because it has given my family and so many friends of yours, oh my goodness me, I can't even name them all. It has certainly been a tool for you to be a friend through your camera lens. And I can't imagine a better friend. I can't imagine a better person to be on this as a representative of friendship than you. And I love you very much.
And I love you, and thank you very much.
And for anybody listening, anybody out there, find a friend like Diana and do for your friend what Gail did for Diana. If you see them struggling, if you see that they're having a hard time, try to help direct them to something that will lift them and get them out of the rut that they're in, because you just don't know how much that's going to expand into the universe the way it did with Diana Walker and her friend Gail. And it's crucial. And if you take anything away from this podcast, it's that. So thank you for listening. God bless you all. Stay safe. Thank you, Diana Walker, for being a guest on the Good Friend podcast. You are a good friend.
And you are a good friend.
Good Friend is produced by Dylan Fagan and is a production of iHeartRadio. Our theme song, Good Friend, is written, produced, and performed by Emily King.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health-Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL.